'Cause I'm a love man. Ooh, baby, I'm a love man. That's what they call me. I'm a love man. Big, big old love man. 6 feet, 1 weight, 210. A long hair and pretty fair skin. I'm long legged and I'm out of sight.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another fascinating edition of Sex and the Sushi Do Super 14. Well, I mean, would it be does Super 14? I don't think so.
Grandma Nazi doesn't know.
What, is it wrong? Because it's the two of us. We.
Two is plural, right? Two people do.
Yeah, yes.
It sounds weird because it's Sex and Sushi. It don't sound like it's plural.
Yes. Okay. Anyway.
Just don't sound right.
This is your girl, Glamour Diva. And we are going to watch The Spanking of the Hurricanes by, who is this? The Stormers. We're not too happy about that part, but we are thrilled all to itty bitty pieces because Lomi Fatau has shown his face.
Yay, Lomi!
So, I think we're the only ones excited about it. And, you know,
Debalina is excited.
Okay. Debalina is excited. That's right. I forgot about that. But,
she think Lomi's hot.
A fat lot of good it did for him to show up because they got the shit spanked out of them. So, Miss Galaxy Mafia, would you like to say anything?
I'd just like to say that. Stick around for Halftime Horrors. We have been talking to some people, and some of them have told us that maybe that the podcast is long, not because it's our fault, but because they don't have the money to pay for it. And so I don't know about that, because in America, like, when I have SBC, and when you pay SBC for internet service, you can be on there for 20 minutes or 24/7 for the whole month. You know, they want their money at the end of the month. They don't care how long you're on the internet. But anyway, what y'all might want to do is, you know, maybe go listen to the halftime. We usually do crazy stuff then. If you can't afford to sit through the whole 2 hours.
Yeah, and we know who she's talking about. Anyway, in honor of Lomi Fatau coming back, I have written this haiku. I don't even know why you're making that face, because you told me to do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
Galaxy Mafia is high at this moment.
Alrighty. So this is my haiku, an ode to Lomi Fatau on his return to Super 14 Rugby. Yes, ma'am. Are you looking for something?
A sheet of paper.
A sheet of paper. Okay, you can use the back of this.
Thank you.
And you're not gonna listen to this. You're just gonna go scribble.
I can write and listen at the same time.
You need something hard to write on too.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, well, I think it's probably some books and magazines underneath that right there. Just lift that. See those clothes right there? Go over to the other side.
Oh, I see it.
Yes.
I've been listening. It's a dirty book.
It is not dirty. Oh, wait a minute. There's a CD in there. I've been looking for that Sly and the Family Stone CD. Okay.
It
hadn't come over here.
It's a dirty book.
It is not dirty. Anyway, here's the, I will tell you the title of it. It's called The True Confessions of Feminist Desire, Jane sexes it up, edited by Mary Lisa Johnson. You can pick it up too. Oh, here's the other one.
It's okay. All kind of CDs up in the book.
Slide a family stone, y'all. You know how I rolls.
What's that about?
Okay, anyway, let's hurry up and do this so we can get to the game, because people complaining this is too long. Like, we got any control over the length of the game. If thoughts were enough, your brown tattooed legs would run towards my longing heart. Wasn't that nice?
That's all. Say it again.
It's a haiku.
Okay.
If thoughts were enough, your brown tattooed legs would run towards my longing heart.
Oh, that's good. That's nice.
Wait. Oh, that's right. We gotta do it. She doesn't think it's nice. She's laughing at me.
I forgot a haiku is really. I was thinking old, like Keats or something. I'm thinking, you know, but it's over two sentences, right? What is right. it? One. How many syllables?
575. Okay, and also in honor of the Houston Livestock and Road, and well, I can't do it now because. Because Galaxy Mafia is scribbling on a piece of paper that I have. Okay. We have the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo is going on right now. And that's when, you know, we have all the cowboys and whatnot. And people come here to feel on our horse flesh and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it does. It's real funky. But I decided that, and I don't go. Galaxy Mafia does, but I don't go. Because I don't like to see the animals suffer. But anyway.
What makes you think they suffering?
I don't know. It's just, you know, I don't like them people on it. The animal don't want you on it. That's why it's bucking you the hell off. You know? Get off the cow. Get off the horse. Okay. But anyway, in keeping with the whole Black History theme, I decided to talk about contributions of African Americans to, you know, the Wild West and, you know, the making of this country.
It's like March 4th.
I understand that, but that's why I say we're going to keep on going because
Black history is year?
Yes, Black history is American history, and we should, you know, talk about it 67
days a year.
Yes. So, anyway, this is about Mary Fields. This is a woman.
Okay.
And Mary Fields was born a slave in Tennessee during President Andrew Jackson's administration. She was 6 feet tall, over 200 pounds, smoked homemade cigars, and packed a pair of six shooters and an 8 or 10 gauge shotgun. And she was a legend over in Montana. That's where she moved to after she left Tennessee. She moved to Montana.
Wow.
They called her Stagecoach Mary because she ran a United States mail there.
Okay.
Her and her burro called Moses.
I see.
And let's see. Oh, this is a good story about her. There's a lot of information on her. But it says, like when she first got to Montana, she worked at this convent as a hired hand. And she did whatever you would expect a hired hand to do. She mended the fences, she fed, you know, she went and fetched. And
she probably had some rough hands.
She did. And it said, like, one of the other hired hands in the town confronted her because she was earning $9 a week and he was only earning $7.
I'd be like, get up out my business.
That's right.
Get up out my paycheck.
And said, he wanted to know why does she think she was worth so much money being only an uppity colored woman?
Oh, he went there.
Yeah, he totally went there. Well, you know what? She went there too because she beat the shit out of him.
All right,
no,
Mary.
Actually, she shot him. She shot him in the ass.
Ho!
Literally.
Ho!
And,
yes!
Got
his ass shot out. Stay up out people's paycheck. That's the lesson.
But then she ended up getting fired because she shot his ass off. But that's all right. She started her own laundry.
That's okay.
And, you know, she used to sit around and brag about all the folks she shot the hell out, you know, their asses off.
She's my kind of girl.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But if you want to know more about Mary Fields, you can go to www.blackcowboys.com. There's a whole lot of other people there. Mary, some more women there, and check that out because it's interesting. We have made contributions to this country and folk need to know about it.
Okay, we don't just sit around.
That's right.
Breathing up the white man's face.
That's right. So, anyway, are we ready to go now?
Sure.
Okay. We're just going to wait on the beauteous Miss Galaxy Mafia to
here we go. One,
start
two,
the game.
1, 2, 3. Start it. It started.
All right, well.
If you're looking at it, you should see these, like, empty bleachers. They look like
Okay, what is this? What are they talking? Why are they showing it? They got names on the seats?
They say reserved.
Oh, okay.
This is a big feel.
Now, where is this again? They in South Africa.
I don't know where they are.
Yeah, they are. They're in South Africa. So, I'm not too excited about that, but...
Glamour Diva don't like South Africa.
Well, you know, I grew up, you know, during apartheid and whatnot, so for me, sometimes I just always think they're just a country full of rednecks, you know? Mm-hmm. They're wearing, you know, Confederate flag belt buckles and boots and, you know, walking around looking for black folk to drag behind their truck. I can't help it.
They got trucks or something?
Yeah, I'm sure they do have trucks. I think,
I don't see no freeways.
I don't know. I don't know what they got to say. I don't know nothing about South Africa. And I know some of you may be listening to South Africa, like, why is she talking about us like that? I'm just saying, you know, it took years for the United States to get to the point where it is now, and it still ain't right. All after Civil War and Reconstruction and Jim Crow, and we still, you know, can't get it together. You know, the people over there in Serbia, they was killing up folk, and they still ain't right with the Christians and the Muslims over there. And what is it? Herzegovina?
Something like that.
So, I don't care what y'all say over there in South Africa. I know y'all still got issues. So, just let me think what I want to think, and eventually I'll get over it, okay? Thank you. So,
oh, you're off the soapbox now.
Yes, I have stepped off my soapbox. Well, they went back to the other,
See, they don't know what they're doing.
Okay, well, we went back to the old opening with the Rebel Sport.
Oh, they got that windmill power stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's very progressive, South Africa.
Yes, that is very progressive.
No, that's, I don't know what that is.
But, you know, I went to their site, and I didn't see any hot pieces of rugby trash.
Do you have your list? Because, you know, we didn't have a podcast last week, so you didn't get a chance to tell your list.
Yeah.
You should put it on the blog. If y'all have noticed, Glamour Diva has not been putting nothing on the blog.
Okay. I know you're not going there with me.
Yes,
okay.
She is. Galaxy Mafia is going there. All
right. Well.
And also, Glamour Diva never says anything to Galaxy Mafia about her post, y'all.
Huh?
She never says anything. She never say, well, Galaxy Mafia, that was a nice post. That was funny.
That's a tale.
Where'd that come? Are we in third grade? A tale.
Okay. It is a tale.
She gives her.
I tell you, it's funny.
No, she gives Galaxy Mafia this broad, like, I'm glad that you put this stuff up on the blog. Oh, David Smith.
Look at him smiling.
Look at them. Oh, he looks funny. Who is that?
That's one of them Schwalshagers or whatever. There's Namiya. Tia Lata.
Anyway, That's life.
Oh, well, I found my rugby trash list. And it is...
Well, I thought you were going to tell them. Are you going to tell them now?
When would you like for me to tell them?
I don't know. What you got? Looks like you got a lot of stuff there at halftime.
That's just our new email person.
The email person?
Yes, our new person we're going to talk about.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah,
right.
That's all I have. I can wait until then.
I got some stuff. Did you get that email I sent you?
Yes, and I read that article.
Did your hackles rise?
Yes, they did.
Okay, we can discuss that too, y'all.
Okay. Well, I think I better tell them then if we got that to discuss. Okay.
Yeah.
The Stormers are walking out on the field.
At halftime, I'll be discussing a romance report. And also, we're going to discuss this article that we both read called Pacific Heights. And I'll put some out on the blog and tell y'all where to go look at it, if you care.
Okay.
Which you might not.
But here's my list of official list of who is hot rugby trash in international rugby. And that would be Mirko Bergamasco, who is a center. Doug Howlett, of course, is the wing. Frederick Michalak, half fly. Jimmy Gopperth, half fly. Clinton Shifkovsky, he is a new recruit. He's also a half fly. And
new recruit.
Sean Fergus Lamont, he's a wing. He plays for Scotland. And speaking of Sean, I watched some of the Six Nations.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yes.
They brought their cheerleaders down here.
I guess they did bring the cheerleaders.
She got some big, thick legs. Look like sausages.
That's Paul Tito. He's captaining the team in Tana's absence. And what's the boy's name? Conrad Smith's absence. I don't know who that is. That's Jimmy.
Jimmy?
The dreaded savior just walked by Surge.
Make the kick.
That T2.
Ha!
Ha! Who is number 9? He kind of thick there.
Oh, we'll write the number down. We'll do some investigation.
What's number that? 9 is okay. I don't know. Yeah, that's Waldron. That's the one we said he need to keep his cap on at all times.
Yeah, he look crazy.
Yeah, he does. He look completely crazy.
Come on, let's have 9 through 15, please.
So I can see Loman fall out on the floor. There he is, girl. Number 14.
Ooh, look at Loman. Oh, girl, his hair grew back.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Wait a minute. Go back to Lomi. We don't want to see these people. I don't want to see Conrad Smith.
I have to get you some screen cap.
Oh, my goodness. Girl, my heart's beating fast. For those of you who don't know, I have like a serious thing for Lomi Fowl's house. Very, very serious.
Completely serious. Serious as a foot in the ass.
A foot that's been broke off.
In the ass.
In the ass. It's just that serious. I must seek medical attention. Alright, the game started.
Can you imagine that? Go to the hospital. Well, how did you get this foot broke off in your ass? How would they remove the foot?
I guess they need forceps.
You know what? I'd love to ask a doctor, a real doctor, hypothetically, how would you go about removing a foot from somebody's ass? You know what I mean?
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, they're fighting already?
Ooh, wait,
they're
hold
fighting
on.
Already.
Somebody got pushed the hell out the way.
This looks like it's... Look at Nanu. Ooh. Nanu ooh, breaking tackles?
Uh-oh. They talking about it, too. Oh, my goodness. Girl, but I think that game that I watched, the Six Nations game, I think the score was exactly the same because Italy spanked the Scotland's girl, the Scottish.
Really?
Yes. They put them over their knee and spanked them.
Get the cap. Push Nonu out the way, girl.
Penalty, no release. Okay. But it was like 37-17. Well, wasn't it the same score? Wasn't it like 37-17?
About.
Yeah. So that's like 4 tries with 4 conversions.
Hey, this is a cool looking stadium. It's not like, it's completely outside. So it looks like it's really nice out there.
It looks like high school though, don't it?
It does look high school, but it look kind of cool. Like, you know, you could really be out there.
Ooh, girl, look at him breathe. Breathe, boy, breathe. That's no. He took his guard out of his mouth so he could breathe.
It looks like the potential, like, you know, you could really, it looks like romantic, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Look like, you know.
Old school stadium.
If I were to have some kind of romantic comedy going on, I would choose a stadium like this. Cause,
yes, very nostalgic.
And, you know, good shots.
Mm-hmm.
Good shots. Mm-hmm. And nice, what you call that stuff?
Yes, no.
Good looking at them parts right there. He got some twisties on the side.
I don't know what Nonu got going on with his head. I saw
hope he
that.
Didn't shade him little things in.
I hope that's not because that's so 1986.
You know what? I wanted to talk to you when we get to the Pacific Heights. That's also what I think. Something like that, too. It is cold in this room.
I told you.
My foot's is cold.
Well, pull the thing back. Get it in a blanket.
No, it's so funny because I almost did bring my blanket. I should have brought my, socks. Mm-hmm. Oh, the storm has already got a print.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him with the fauxhawk.
Girl, the storm has came to play. And they did just like Italy did. They scored all their tries like in the beginning of the game.
Stored up the try.
Yes.
Well,
it was ridiculous. That game was so ridiculous.
But you said it was good.
It was good.
They squabbed.
They did.
Okay, here goes this guy. They trying to take him down. Is he got the set piece up?
Girl, I don't know what's going on.
At the breakdown. Got the breakdown. Get over there, Tito. Come on. No kick and chase tonight, baby. You're missing your tackles, number 2, T2.
They said they would do it. They made all these mistakes, and the storm was just like trying to take advantage of it.
They look haphazard. Everybody look like they playing independently of each other. They're not as a cohesive unit here.
I don't think they are either. But you know what we were saying? That we were like, okay, well, we're glad that Lomi's back, but we're not altogether upset that they lost because they need to look. Girl, they thick. Look at them.
Number six.
There's some corn-fed South Africans. Good Lord. Big old thighs. Look at their thighs rubbing together like tea a lot. What the hell going on? And I'm not talking about fat either. They just,
I don't know.
Ooh.
Okay, get on down there and stay with your folks.
Oh, well. But we were saying that the Hurricanes need to lose to a team that's at the bottom rung of the Super 14.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I don't care what nobody said. They always say, oh, I'm so humble. I'm just so glad to wake up in the morning and be privileged to see the sun come up.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, come on.
They think they bad.
Yeah, you know they think they badass.
Okay. Who is this here?
And I'm kind of hoping.
Look at Nanu pushing folk out the way.
I'm kind of hoping the Waratahs.
Oh, I want to see that game. That's going to be good.
I'm hoping the Waratahs kind of beat their ass. I really do. And I know that's sad because I'm supposed to be rooting for the Hurricanes, but I'm sick of them.
Yeah.
I'm sick of them. And when is Jerry coming? Is it 7 weeks they're supposed to be gone? So are they coming back on the 7th week or the 8th week?
I don't know, but I don't know.
Okay.
This has been some Super 14.
Well, Tommy out there.
Really?
Yes, you know, because Tommy did something.
Paul Tito gave it to the other man.
Yes.
Thanks, Paul Tito.
They were doing stuff like that, so this is the first try.
Thanks, Paul Tito. Walk, walk.
Girl, oh, well. It's crazy. And now they're going to have 9 points because it's going to be converted.
Well, you know, they do probably could do the kick. And the captain no less, gives it to lucky number 13. I think they took a kickback.
I think they mean one of these here.
But you know what? You know they don't have any money, so I think they took a kickback for this game.
You think so?
I think they will play off.
Oh, you know what? I took Terma Sound down. Sorry. They need one of these here. Whoops. And he got the conversion.
Of course.
Where's the guy that's from Zimbabwe? He was like the only one on the Stormers that I thought looked halfway decent.
Was he half black?
No, he was completely black. Yes.
Black. Not half black.
Yeah, he wasn't a hybrid as you call it.
He wasn't all black, he was black. He had those all black stockings.
All black. I don't understand what that is.
Paul Tito done dropped the ball again. Paul Tito got butterfingers.
I don't know what's wrong with them. They were probably nervous about being in South Africa too. They probably looking over their shoulder.
Why would they be nervous about being in South Africa, you think?
They're probably somebody, you know, doing Lee Harvey Oswald. Probably in the book depository. Got their sights set on them, picking off the darkest ones. I know Paul Tito glad he up pale. Like, shit, they may find out I'm Maori and shoot my ass too.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
But you know they gonna get to a lot of first. Cause he the darkest one out there.
I'm glad you said it. So I just kept my mouth shut.
But you were thinking it.
I kept my mouth shut though.
I need to stop messing with these South Africans. I really do. But I'm serious, y'all. They scare me. Cause you remember when we were in high school and junior high, they should show us all them pictures of folk with dogs and you know, whipping them and stuff. They had whips. They had whips. And you're like, okay.
And then they tried to emotionally do them. Like, you know, they made the ones that were lighter skinned. They were the colors, right? So they tried to pit the light and the dark against each other. And it's just, they, you know, messing with their head.
Yes. And now they screwed up, too. They all screwed up. The black folk over there screwed up. Yeah.
They finna screw up the scrum.
Ugh.
Let's see how much the pack weight is.
Did they show it already?
No, I haven't seen it.
I tell you, these stormers are thick. They didn't show the Packaway.
And the man was like, not touch. Do what I say. He done dropped the ball.
What is wrong with him?
But they not here to play at all. Too many hoes last night. Too many hoes.
When did they find hoes that would want to have anything to do with touching? Did they go to the township and get some of the black hoes? I mean.
No, I think they had too many hoes before they got on the plane.
That's a damn shame.
They're too much New Orleans.
Because that's what they look like, y'all. They look like they just running around on this field.
Boy, what was that?
They What? Tomaty, what are you doing, boy? He just let, then Tomaty headbutted somebody. He got the ball. No, that wasn't Tomaty. That was at number 9.
Who was number 8? Oh, look at David Smith. Shake.
Oh, he dropped it. Damn, Nonu what didn't pick it up. He couldn't get there fast enough.
Nonu, it's your fault. You should be watching for your folks.
Look at, and he pissed off too. David Smith mad. Go on, boy. Frown up and breathe.
Girl, at halftime, I get on Nonu. I'm like, you know what? Next time I drop that ball.
I wish David Smith would get on Nonu and let me watch.
Okay.
You know
what you need.
Yes, I know.
You bunch of lame, disgusting,
rubberneck. Okay. All right. Well, I'm not gonna guarantee that'll be the last one with this podcast. I'm just saying. All right. Conrad Smith looking like, God damn, I wish I was out there.
You know what? By the end of the game, you're going to be like, I'm glad I wasn't. They can't blame it on me. That was y'all.
Look, what's this? What's this going on? He just jumped on top. Lay down. Is that Elgar? That's Albie Mathewson. That's number 9. Albie pissed off, too. Albie Shua.
I don't know why they ticked off. They need to see, it's Butter your fault. Hey, they put their, they've been cooking chickens or something. Fried chickens.
Maybe corned beef is greasy, girl. I don't know.
Probably canned corned beef is.
Ooh. He tell them something. He pointing it to you, Lana.
Like, listen.
Listen, nigga, I said.
We know y'all don't teach. They don't teach you nothing in them schools.
Rugby meals. You
need to learn how to listen. Hear my voice clap once.
Oh, Lord. And, you know, Loman just like, I'm just glad to be out here. He probably over in the about to say the end zone.
End zone.
He over somewhere turning cartwheels and stuff. Whee!
Loman trying to make something happen. I bet he's very frustrated by the fact that, see, it's going to be hard for Loman to get stuck in with these folks. Because he haven't been playing with them.
That's true.
And these are new people out here he got to get used to. He used to Collins and, to some lesser extent, yes. Massoy.
Yes.
Getting the set pieces together.
Only, and by lesser, we mean Massoy himself, not the degree to right. which they play with each other.
Right.
But we're not going to get on Massoy.
No. Oh! Okay.
That was a good one.
Yeah, great, Nonu. Kick and chase. Get him out. Oh!
Loma got him though, girl.
He had to clean up.
Big old thick legs with those.
I don't know, child. Somebody done got the crap knocked
was
out.
Was it
of
like a spear tackle or something?
I don't know.
Look at David. Girl, he got some big old titties and. Oh, girl, yeah, that was David Smith was trying to catch the ball and he collided with this other dude.
Hey, you know what? That's like wide receiver cornerback.
Yeah.
You both get a chance to go for it. You get your butt knocked out. Whatever. He came. Like, you okay? You okay?
That's a big man to fall on you.
How many fingers I got up? How many thumbs I got up?
Breaking the tackle, but it ain't gonna do no good.
You know, Nonu was always on the charge, and he get like, you know, whoop, 2-3 yards.
Jimmy was trying to pass it to somebody, and they couldn't catch it.
I ain't surprised.
Girl, I'm telling you, this is just too... All between somebody's legs.
Now, who on the flow? Oh, this is with Nonu on the flow. In the pitch. Sorry.
Oh, this when he almost break his leg off.
Yeah. Oh, we got his leg broke off.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. Girl, he did shave those things in his head like they used to do in the early 90s. What's up with that?
No, it wasn't. I'm telling you, it wasn't no early 90s. It's the 80s. Huh? 80s. I told you it's 1986. I don't know what's wrong with the brother.
Why did he do shaving lines in his head?
Because they backwards.
Fuck, don't shave. No, new people do not shave lines in their head anymore.
Maybe they think they the shit over there in New Zealand. They're going to start that trend out. Maybe it's just not getting over there. Somebody saw a kid in play movie.
Yeah, it had to have been. You're right.
Was that movie called House Party?
Mm-hmm. That's what it looked like.
Girl, I wouldn't be surprised if folks start rocking hot tie fades next. And Gumbies. Every little step I take.
Please. You get him. Please, God. Please, no. His leg look fine to me.
Yeah, it sure does. Don't look no different than it always looks.
I think, you know what, Nonu knew right from the start right here that this was not going
to
go well.
And he was trying to get out the game.
He got out the game, fake an injury. He like, it's not, they're not going to put this on me. Because I bet you know, he'd be just fine against the Waratahs. Like, okay, I thought your, who was this here?
My goodness. He trying to break that tackle.
It did not work.
Didn't work. His socks was all down around his ankles.
This is crazy.
Oh, goody, some big old men's. Everybody's like so huge today.
Oh, no, he's pretending like the ankle. He grimacing, y'all. Acting, he's a SAG award.
It must be a real injury. Oh, well. Well, I guess he gotta go. Who they gonna put in this place?
Conrad Smith.
Oh, okay.
Conrad Smith was all black?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because, you know, we were tripping out because they were like, you know, he's the best one, you know, no new
cat
in the tours, you know.
That's right.
Doing talking all that gang. Oh, my goodness. Look at this good-looking cell. Well, bye, Nonu.
Oh, so we got 60 minutes without the Nonu.
Yeah, 60 minutes without the Nonu. It's sad and it's a shame, but getting back to that, I never did explain that song. Did I explain to them that song, that Love Man by Otis Redding?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that was my, you know, for Nonu. I was listening to that song. That's one of my favorite Otis Redding songs that no one knows.
Right.
You know, because everybody's like, try a little tenderness sitting on a dock of the bay or whatever. So I was listening to it, and I was like, this is perfect. This is, like, so lonely. He is, like, 6'1".
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's, like, an 8-pound difference or something, because right, he's only 202 or something. I was like, oh, my God, goodness, you know.
Uh-huh.
This song is so
go
perfect.
Go, David.
And I decided to use it. Plus, it's funny.
It's
funny. Especially the end. When he's like, which one of you girls want to kiss me? Which one of you girls want me to take you out? I was like, oh. I could imagine Lonely, like, you know, all these get line up. Which one of y'all want some of this? You know?
How are you gonna choose?
No, he not choosing. Y'all step up. Whichever one of y'all want some. Y'all
okay, well, what if four of them step up?
I guess he handle it all.
Oh, okay. At the same time?
I guess he man enough to do it. I wanna see him do it. But I think, you know, once he had me, he just be left a quivering mass of jelly in the corner.
Okay.
He wouldn't be able to handle nobody else.
Quivering mass of jelly.
This is crazy. This game.
Yeah, I like it. I like the dark blue.
Yeah, they do. You know who has a nice blue? Italy.
Oh,
Italy has a nice blue, too. Mm. It's a little bit lighter than a Manu Samoa blue.
Yeah, Manu Samoa's got a nice blue.
Mm-hmm.
The website's still down?
Yes, girl. The website's still down.
Hmm.
And no No reason why. At least you think they put something up there.
Right.
We couldn't afford to pay our bill.
Why? Right,
something.
Right. Under construction.
Under construction. Yes. We'll be back at a later date. Nothing. That's just how ghetto they are.
I'm shy.
Well, we've said they're ghetto like we are, so. We should just try to let it go. But it's just difficult because I don't let it go when my own people act like that.
No, I don't either.
But I can't do nothing about these. Look at Paul. Look at him. Let's hope Conrad don't break his other leg off.
That's right. Conrad broke his leg too, didn't he?
Because he set out. He broke it like at the beginning of Super 14 last year. So let's hope he don't break it off again.
You know who they say they think might go to the World Cup? Troy Flavel.
Because
he's doing so good with the Blues. But I'm like, you know what? Okay, whatever. Because look at the guy that's
put up on
the
ice chest. But isn't Troy
Hey, look, he's got an injury. Didn't I say, did you read my story about Sione?
Yeah.
I say the reasons how Sione can get some FaceTime or injury.
Yes.
Was I right or was I right?
You were right. But well, I'm trying to remember, what position does Troy play? Is he 8 or 7?
Girl, I don't know.
It's something like that. So they don't need anybody else to do that.
Well, no, he's a lock. Because he said they do need a lock.
Oh, they do need a lock? Okay.
I guess Graham Harris think he need a lock.
Alright.
But they said, well, I was like, well, I don't know. I'm just curious to see when all
Oh, no, they at home, girl.
Who at home?
They at home. Because this is their last one before they leave. I forgot.
Ooh, the Hurricanes
at home.
That's not the Cake 10.
I know it's not.
Why they not playing the Cake 10? They play at two different places. He done dropped the ball number 12, turned it over completely. Oh, look at this. And now they taking it and running with it. This boy is running out. This is okay.
Wait a minute. Davis Smith called it back.
Intercepted. That's not an interception, right?
Well, yeah. But it still ain't going to do him no damn good. But, you know.
They got lucky.
I guess we just want to see how they're going to lose this game. Exactly how.
Well, as I was saying, I'm very curious to see what's going to happen when the conditioning All Blacks get out the jelly. Oh, I meant to tell y'all why I said they was in jelly.
Yes, please tell
us why. Thing I say, maybe you've heard us say that I believe that the 22 conditioning All Blacks, which a few of them I don't think need to be in there, but anyway,
Christmas song.
So, but I don't think that. I don't know how much you know about American television, but we used to have this show in the 70s called The Bionic Man, right?
And the Bionic Woman.
Right. And so what they did was the government kind of like took this dude named Steve Austin and made him bigger, stronger, faster. He was nothing but a robot. This is what I think that the All Blacks are doing. Not that I think they are opening up their backs and putting electronic, you know, parts in them. But I do think and I do believe that they have developed some kind of hormone which does occur naturally in the body. Enhanced it. Altered it. It's all about biotechnology. You can do this. They have altered hormones, and that's what they're getting every day. They're getting daily injections of these hormones. In order for their body to sustain this injection, they must be placed in jelly. And that's how Graham Harris is going to win the World Cup.
See, I have heard this before several times. So, you know, it's just funny to me, but Galaxy Mafia truly believes this. And I just have to say, go on with your bad self. That's all I can say. You like it, I love it. So.
I just don't trust Graham Henry.
Well, you know, the Kiwis do not like it when you talk about Graham Henry or anybody else. You know that's their babies. They suckle them at the teat down there.
I don't know why that little self-contained island thing said it can live in this little protected, isolated world. All I gotta say is y'all better be glad you don't live in America, because none of you New Zealanders could hack it in America. I'm sorry.
Especially if you were famous.
Okay, all this sensitive, you know, come on, jellyfish, get a spine.
don't talk about so-and-so. We don't talk about this. And we don't talk about that. We don't make fun of ourselves. We take rugby very seriously. I'm like, whatever. It's a game. These men are not curing cancer. They are not, like, you know, out there helping the homeless. They ain't, like, you know, ministering to folk on the street, trying to get folks salvation. They are playing a game. And how dare you elevate it to something like that, to something that's helpful and worthwhile to mankind. Call it what it is. It's a game. And the sad part is that they ain't even being compensated, you know, the way they ought to be. So to me, you know,
that's the part that gets me. You can tell me how fabulous I am all you want to, but you best to be giving me some money.
That's right.
Because you ain't taught me nothing in these schools. And then I get out here, I can only play for 10 years before my body is completely tore up. Then what the hell I'ma do? You know, so all this, oh, you know, we love them to death. Uh-huh. Well, why don't you educate them? Why don't you make sure that they all go to college?
Right. And not just Jennifer.
Yes. And not just LaVia and all these other people.
Who happen to be more than lighter skinned Polynesians, I noticed.
See, you know, New Zealanders, we in America, we are watching you, and we are flipping back in our history books,
that's
looking
right.
at all the stuff that y'all are going through now that we have already gone through,
right.
and some of the stuff that we are currently going through.
Uh-huh.
I said, so it's nothing that you can say or do to explain yourself, tell us how y'all different.
Right.
We call y'all Bizarro America for a reason. And this is why. Okay? So don't even go there with us.
I mean,
all this loving togetherness that y'all, you know, spout.
Yeah.
Y'all know y'all can't stand Indonesians. Y'all know. Y'all know that if all Indonesians up and disappeared,
uh-huh.
and you had some, still had somebody there to play rugby, y'all be happy.
Who is this here? That's Anthony Paranese, girl.
Look at this. That's that thing that Jerry be carrying on his back and running with.
Anthony trying to steal T a lot of job.
Well, good luck. Unless his other calf blow out, he'll never get a chance to play.
Yeah, you know what? Miss Ronnie end up like, oh, look at him.
Speaking of blown out calves.
She a lot of faking the injury, y'all.
And girl, what's wrong with his face? Don't he look like he got a beard or something?
Yeah, he need to shave.
What's going on with Tialata? Girl, they are haphazard about the appearance and the play today.
Something's going on.
They tired. They just don't want to be here.
Too many hoes.
Too much vodka.
Uh-huh. Too much noirs. Couldn't even get up and run electric razor on the cheek. On the cheek area.
Well, you know he don't use no electric razor. You know, they probably have
Santa Claus.
They probably have razor bumps and shit like we did, I'm
oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm probably sure he does. He had to be careful.
Yes.
But, I mean, you know, I was looking at the game where he choked Richie McCaw around the throat, which I had to blog something about that, but I got to get all my pictures together. And I was like, boy, his hair was on point back then. Mm-hmm. And now he just, I just don't know what's wrong with him.
I don't know what's wrong with him either.
He going through some things.
They all going through some things. I really do think that they feeling the pressure of this World Cup. And they're just like, I got all this shit I need to do.
Right.
I got to do this Super 14. I got to win it. I got to win the Air New Zealand Cup. Mm-hmm. And then I got to carry my ass to France.
Right.
You know? And I got to win that too, or else I won't be able to see my mom and daddy no more. And see the rest of my family. I'm going to have to move to Europe because, you know, these folk going to knock me over the head when I get back to New Zealand. They're going to burn my house down, you know. You know they already planning their exit strategy. You know they are. They were like, okay, by game three, you know, if it don't look like we want y'all, all y'all just get on the plane. You know, you gotta leave Oceania.
Right.
You know, you can't go to Australia. You can't go to Samoa. You know, you gotta go to Japan or, you know, somewhere like that.
Go to Hawaii.
Go to Hawaii and just stay there. You know, I will meet you, you know, see if it's safe to go back home. Because these New Zealanders are crazy. I do believe that they will burn some shit down.
I know, too, to burn down Lower Hutt.
I feel sorry for Graham Henry. I'm serious. Like you said.
Head on a pike.
I wouldn't want to be in that position for nothing in the world. And not over no game. I tell
okay.
you that.
And that's the one thing, if he was doing open heart surgery and, you know, heart, they're like the box on the
with
way.
With a pen knife on top of right. Mount Everest. But look at Tommy. Look at him go. Woo, boy.
Run
go.
And blow it.
Blow it. Run and blow it. Catch him.
Tommy be running and blow.
That Lowen catching him. Jumping on him. What you blowing for,
he
Serge?
He did nothing. Serge ain't done nothing.
I mean, girl, he took off. That was good. I liked it. That
it was good. Go, Tommy. You know, I was thinking the other day.
Yes, ma'am.
Why? I was thinking about Islanders because them folk on the Fivecast told what your name? I don't want to call your real name, so I'm like, wait. I told you I'm high. Told Glamour Diva what a FOB is. So you go out there, y'all talk to them if you want to know what FOB is. But anyway. So I started thinking about island folk in general. Mm-hmm. And how these Pacific Islanders seem to go to New Zealand. But then I started thinking about, I remember, like, I go to the Caribbean a lot. Mm-hmm. And the Caribbean island folks tend to go to America. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking, I say, well, when you think about it, the Caribbean people have Florida. And mm-hmm. Florida is a lot... It's a lot easier to go there, get a job, make a decent living.
Yes.
The Pacific folk got Hawaii, and that's where milk costs $12 a gallon. So basically, economic wise, yes. And you know what? It probably only took one family member to go to Hawaii, but like, y'all don't need to come here.
Yes.
It costs too much.
Right. I gotta work four jobs just to buy some milk.
Which yeah. means the baby can't get fed.
Yeah. And that's right. And uh-huh. then if you got, if it's $12 for milk, you can't have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 20 kids.
Like they do.
Out of one woman. I'd be like, did she have some twins? Nah, they all single birth. What the fuck? Does a bitch have Velcro on her belly? God damn. I tell that man, get the fuck off of me. I give you permission to go and find another woman and impregnate her. Fuck this.
I think she only got a bunch of
ain't it like 15 of them? It's like
they do that in Tonga, like the Jets.
Living in the dark ages. What the hell? They got that woman tied up. She can't move or nothing. They just go there and just impregnate her. God damn.
It seems like it'd be at least 5 kids at the least. Anything less than that is kind of weird, you know.
Yes. Well, you know what? Wait a minute. There it goes. That's he gonna hand it off. Okay. Yes, that's what they did. Lonely handed off to Cora Jane and David Smith got it.
Get down, David. You got to put it down. That's when they take it back.
No, that man is fine. God, doggone. I just want to rub him. Whew. Wee. He fine and he cute in the face. Lord have mercy. And he fresh from Samoa, girl.
Yeah.
I could get over there and just tell him any damn thing.
You sure could.
Know.
You sure could. You could spend him some. And Lomi was being really selfless.
Like, baby, I got a mansion in the United States. You can come and live with me.
Let
really?
Me tell you.
Really, you do?
Compared to what they got over there, they come over here, we would be, you know, it would be a mansion. I mean, I got a BMW. They probably be like, you got a BMW. And Galaxy Mafia does. That's not a lie. I'm going to have to post it on the blog. They're going to tell a lie. Like you went in the parking lot and took that picture. Went to a dealership.
Nah, I'm telling you, she does a BMW because I went through her with the whole BMW wanting process, desiring process. And I was like, why are you getting? Because you know I don't care about cars. Girl, look at him. Look
he did the same him. Thing. He did. He gave glory to God. You go, David Smith. Ooh. David, please let's hope you be a true man of God and not, you know, a connoisseur of the hoes like other folks.
Girl, there's some God-loving, God-fearing folk over there in Samoa.
But they were laid on with a woman.
I'm telling you, girl, that's hope for me, yeah.
They will have some sex out of wedlock. And some cheering, too.
Girl, that's I'm hoping I could convince Loma to marry. Maybe if I have him, give him three kids in a row, he'll marry me.
Do you think that maybe they try to, like, test to make sure that you know, a good child-bearing woman?
He can look at the size of my hips and ass and you
okay,
know.
But no. What I'm saying,
if you want to test,
maybe that's what they do.
Be all medieval.
Maybe that's what they do. They like, okay, if she have two kids with me, then I know, because obviously children are important to these gentlemen. if she had two kids for me, then I know that, okay, I'm going to go ahead and marry her because I know we're going to keep on having some children.
You know what? This is a question that we have to pose to the Fobs, Sione, and Pepe.
Oh, you're supposed to tell them that the Fobs are cute.
Oh, yes, they are, girl.
Yeah, they are cute. I think that's so.
Sione and Pepe are cute, but of course, you know, getting off the subject, the one that I like will be the one that's trifling, don't have no job, Sione.
He ain't a job.
That was the one that was kneeling in a white shirt.
Yeah, okay, he ain't a job.
He ain't got no job, girl, don't want no job, proud of. He was bragging to me like he just bought a BMW. Oh, I was like, and you remember I wrote, I was like, he's just not, the one I think is hot to death. I'd be like, God damn. I could get a nigga here don't have no job, and that's cute. It's plenty of cute ass men that's right, worthless.
Right.
I don't need to go all the way to Australia for that. So I see you later, Sione. But anyway.
Oh my goodness. Then you got the baby mama drama.
I think that's Pepe that's got the baby mama drama. And of course, he the one that's got a job.
But he got baby mama drama.
Yeah, he got baby mama drama.
I don't need to be stabbed in the chest. Especially by no Australian. It's probably Mopes. You have to ask the thing no Mopes. Oprah. This Tongan girl ain't Oprah.
I'm going to ask him. Every once in a while, I'll have a chat session with either Sione or I never know which one I'm talking to. I had to ask.
You're probably the same one.
You're probably the same dude. Oh my God! Anyway, you were saying I interrupted you, but you're like they testing to see if
yeah, let's see. Maybe that's why they have all the children out of wedlock, because they're trying to make sure that the woman is gonna be able to bear children.
Okay, but by then they be decided, well, I don't like her, and then they move on to another woman. Well, see, I don't trust
boys either. But maybe that's not how it works. Maybe they got this thing. Okay, if you have two children for me, I'm gonna stay with you whether I like you or not.
But I don't want nobody to be with me where they like me.
If I had two children for them, I don't care. They done collapsed the scrum.
Oh,
no, they didn't. Okay. But if I had two children for Sione, which I will not do for you, Sione.
Yes, she will, Sione. Don't worry. She'll have more than two children for you.
And I'd be married to him because, like I say, we are married because we don't trust boys. It's like, okay. And you can't trust him if you marry him. It's like, if I marry him, I would not trust him. I would not be surprised if I said, well, we seen him at the club, you know, jacking these hoes. I'd be like, yeah, that sound about right. I'd be like, okay, you know what?
Look, I would have to tell him, I was like, you know, if we ever run short on money, or if I get some kind of something, if I get so much as a yeast infection, it's going to be your ass. Because then I know that you're doing something you ain't supposed to do.
Oh,
there's no reason for us to be short on cash,
right?
Because that means you up in the club spending your money on drinks for the hoes.
Speaking of that,
oh damn, okay.
I'm trying to get our friend the mole to I gave her a little information. I asked her, did she know about, there's something about these, did I tell you, these Wellington players and a prostitute?
Oh no, I thought she was a porno actress.
No, that's Byron Kelleher, but that's okay. For halftime. Thank you for reminding me.
Okay.
But anyway.
Oh, yeah. The thing about they had some prostitution ring or something. They was,
well, it was supposed to be one prostitute.
One prostitute for all of them?
Yes.
Okay.
And
she a bad bitch. All right.
And so say that they, of course, like they do in New Zealand, they downplayed it. And it's very hard to find any information about it. And our mole is working on this for me. And
the mole came back.
Yes. And apparently, when I went, where I found this out, this gentleman said that the news media down there at the time, and I think it was around maybe like 2004. Go Jimmy! Something, you know something wrong. Jimmy
something
making
wrong.
Kicks.
That's why they lost the game, because Jimmy made the kicks.
So he said that the news media, it happened around like 2004. They tried to make it seem like it was an isolated incident, but he knew somebody in the know, quote unquote, and they said it happened more than once. But it got me thinking, okay, these boys ain't got no money.
How they pay a prostitute?
What are they doing wasting their money on prostitutes?
Well, maybe the prostitutes cost less there.
You think so?
Well, yeah.
I was like, you know, this ain't no $1,000 a night high class hoe.
Maybe she a hooker.
And not, a street like, hooker.
A street hooker. Not no rugby hooker either, but you know.
But I was like,
Because you remember they said something about some costs $100. And I was like, okay, that's like $60, $70 American. So maybe when she say, okay, I will suck your dick for $100, she actually mean $60.
But you know what? Since it was only one, maybe they pooled their money.
Okay, you know that's trifling. You, if you can't have enough money to get a prostitute, right now in my bank account, I got enough money to go down on Jensen and go get me a prostitute if I wanted to. Okay, I don't have no penis, but if I had one, I could get me a prostitute.
I could too.
Yes.
Ooh, Smith breaking them tackles.
Wow, girl, I want to have my arms around his middle like that.
But
calf wrestling, girl, right down to the ground. I chase him and wrestle him down to the ground. Anyway, I'm sorry.
I think that when you were saying if you ain't got enough money for your own prostitute, you can stay out of it. But I think this is what it was. It's like this one prostitute, and maybe it was that, like, you know, somebody had the prostitute. They were like, "Boy, you're a good prostitute." Do you mind if I tell my friend Namia? She's like, "No, I don't." Like, well, he kind of big, so you know they come in the bedroom. It's charged per pound.
I was like, this nigga, that's two people right here, so we're gonna have to pay double. David Smith, I do you for free, baby.
What is that called? Complimentary?
Yes.
First complimentary? Who is that dropped the ball?
Okay, but wait a minute. Okay, this is what I don't understand. Why do any of these men, since they so wonderful and beautiful and everybody love them in New Zealand,
right,
why would any of these men need to get a prostitute? What is it that this prostitute is doing that other women won't do?
That's what I'm saying. It must have been a hell of a prostitute.
What was she doing? I want to know what she doing. I want to take notes. Tell me what you did. Maybe I do that for Loma and then he'll marry me.
So I don't know. That's what, you know, the mole is working on it. And okay, so trying to see exactly what was going on. But I just thought the whole thing was kind of funny, the fact that they have no money. And I mean, you know, Tia Lotta got to buy all these tickets for the family. I'm pretty sure, you know, that whole section over there with the 57 folk, he had to buy 50
that's
tickets.
That's why the nigga still
stay with his mama. That's why he stayed with his mama.
Because he can't afford his own place because he buying up tickets. And you know what? She all right with that. You know that's that right. Woman don't want that baby to leave.
That's how she keeping him now.
Big old baby Huey. She telling him, go on and buy cousin Pookie and, you know, all these people tickets and, you know, don't worry about it.
You can stay here.
And she'll probably build an extension onto the house if he ever got married. Your wife and children can stay over here and, you know, as many children you have, we just add a room.
That's crazy. Loose head.
Oh, you fussing at somebody.
Fussing at the loose head on the stormer side.
Where is Loma DeAndre Fontaine?
DeAndre? Oh, that's ghetto.
I have this thing. I really do think no one knows what Loma's middle name is, or either he ain't divulging it. But I think it's something really ghetto, or either something from deep, deep, deep in the annals of the Bible. Like Hezekiah or something like that. You know, what's that boy name that sing with Chong Lee? Lemuel?
Lemuel.
It was probably something like that, you know.
Aiken. The one that took all the...
Japheth. You know, it was something like that.
Look at Tia Lotta.
Ooh, wait. Girl, he slammed him on his face. What's with all the fuzzy on his face? I don't understand this. Tia Lotta cannot work the beard.
He's like a little boy.
He look like, you know, he look like somebody took crayon, look like a Sharpie, and put it all over his face.
Okay, let's see if they're going to show what happened. Okay, so T2 got it, then T2 offloaded it, and T1 got it.
Tialata came up there
and took it. I guess T2 say, nigga, you messed up my pass.
But I think that Lomi has like some ghetto middle name. It's like, you know, Lomi Rashawn or Lomi Kendrick or, you know, something like that.
Roderick, he could have got knocked in the eye, T1.
Oh, damn.
It done knocked T1 in the eye. Gotta put the knee eye.
What'd you say?
That's Piranesi, girl. Piranesi kind of cute. You saw his.
Yes, I did. Yeah, he is kind of cute. He a little
He looked like he's
just a little too big for me, but he swole
all up though. He is. He swole. He all on swole.
He look like a Hawaiian though. He like some of the. Well, I ain't seen nobody do like that in Hawaii. Tialata, come on, do something with the ball. Break the tackles. You big. Come on. Get some yardage. Get some yardage.
He don't want to hurt that. Woo! They knocked it out of Conrad's hands. Okay.
Listen, they just did a piss poor job. Do you have the halftime horror music ready? Because they just blew the horn.
Oh, okay. Yes, I do.
Well, this went by quick.
It did, because we was talking the whole time.
Oh.
Okay, where is it?
I like that Paranese. I go out with him. I go on a date with him.
Are we ready now?
Sure.
All right, y'all. Halftime horror. All right, well, it's halftime and we are ready. So do you have anything? What is it you got here? Or do you want me to do the email first?
Oh, yeah, the email's fine.
All right, well, we have a new member in our LULARP, that is Ladies for the Unbridled Lust and Appreciation of Rugby Players. Her name is Rose, and she lives in Michigan. We're not going to tell her business, because we actually didn't ask her if we could read her email. So since we didn't ask, we're not going to tell her business, but we'll just read a little bit of this. It says, "You ladies are sassy," in all caps. "I like your style. I heard..."
Sassy!
"I heard about you from my friend Santeria's sister, who gave a heads up about your correspondence with my unknown new. The email sounded like they were from my aunt. I don't think the boy has a brain cell in his pretty little head, but who cares?" Girl, I'm glad we're not the only ones that
has been
so.
The consensus ever since we busted out no new. The consensus has been that he is, you know,
blonde.
Right.
Let's see. She lives in Michigan, but she's not black, so okay. She's been watching rugby. We don't care, Rose. We'll take them whatever color. She's been watching rugby for 6 years on Media Zone already, so she already knew about that. But her favorite is Richie McCaw. She loves herself some Richie McCaw.
I have to put something up there about Richie, but he has not inspired me.
No, but this is just how much she loves Richie. It says, this is pretty key. She says, okay, "I have a small All Blacks bear that I call Tana, and another All Blacks bear with headgear that I call Richie. That one is at my office. One of my colleagues came in and took a look at Richie Bear and his headgear and said, 'What is that, S&M Bear? What an insult. Richie should come to Michigan and punch him in the nose.'" Girl, Richie don't care. Richie be like, whatever. So she told us what that... the violin that the chief's man is holding is, in fact, not a violin. It's some kind of mayoral weapon.
That's so we're only going to beat you with.
We appreciate that because, you know, we ignorant and we don't know. And let's see. What else did she say? Oh, she agrees with us, but they fucked their hair up.
She's also trying to do your...
Oh, yeah. She's trying to do my rugby crossword.
She's insanely hard crossword.
She's still trying to finish it. And then she blames Carlos Spencer for all the hair problems. So I have to go back and see, you know, what else is going on there. But also, she sent us another email, and this is so funny because Rose, we love you, Rose, but you are so bossy. We read that email and we were like, she is really telling us what to do. She must be a mama or something,
a teacher
or something. But because you're so bossy and because we have a sense of humor, we think you do too. We got this song for you. So in honor of our new recruit to LULARP, we got this song, and this is how we feel about you, Rose. Like to hear it, here it go.
1, 2, get down. Paid the cost to be the boss. Paid the cost to be the boss. I paid the cost to be the boss. Look at me. See a bad mother. Look at me. Know what you see? See a bad mother.
And Rose, you are a bad mother. I'm telling you. So that was for Rose, our new member. And I'm going to pass the mic over to Galaxy Mafia. I forgot your name, too. To Galaxy Mafia. And she got some things she wants to talk about here.
All right. Like I said, I'm a little loopy here. But I wanted to talk about this romance report. You can also chime in. Yes, she's going to eat pickles and carrots.
Why are you in my business? And then put it all on the podcast. You know you want something.
I don't eat no pickles. Okay.
If I stuck a annihilator in it, you probably
won't. No, I ain't ghetto like that.
not like that.
Not like that. And I don't want no peppermint in it either. That's a southern thing, y'all. Maybe not. I only know it from the south. Anyway. So, okay, ladies, if you're interested in Luke McAllister, although I don't know why you would be because his hair is toe up. You know, mullet, faux hawk, pick one. But Luke McAllister might be getting a divorce from his wife, Brooke. Now, Luke is the one, he's some kind of a hybrid.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, he married a hybrid because the girl, she like, you know, Maori and Samoan and Tahitian and, you know, Fijian. She all mixed up. Just a soup, a Polynesian stew.
Gumbo.
Yeah, Polynesian gumbo. And but anyway, her name is Brooke. That's a popular name down there.
For children, everybody.
Wives. Well, anyway, Luke McAllister and Brooke may be getting divorced. And apparently they had their wedding splashed all over something called Women's Weekly or something.
But I told you remember, you was like, Luke married? When did he get married? And I was like, well, yeah, he married. But I don't know, he could have just married the last year. And then they get married like last year or something.
Yeah,
like
they got married on a beach in Fiji. After knowing each other 3 months, it's like, Luke, catch a clue, okay? What do you expect from somebody that can't decide on what kind of hairstyle they want, though? But anyway, like I said, if you like Luke McAllister, might want to get down to New Zealand, see if you can, hook it up. Be his rebound girl. You never know. Anywho, let's see. Some of the things that our mold told us about Ma'a and Lomi that we did not get a chance to share with you, or did we? No, because it was in the...
And Jerry.
And Jerry also. But Lomi and Ma'a, here's a little trivia. They shared the same groupie.
I think we told them that.
No, that was on the last podcast. So I don't think we got a chance to tell.
Oh, okay.
Well, if we told you, we're telling you again. Byron Kelleher apparently was going with this porn star. I don't know if it was a wife or the girlfriend. It's conflicting reports, but he so said kicked her to the curb. And she was this Asian porn star who also, she did a lot of movies, they say, with Ron Jeremy.
It
so,
was Leilani something.
Yeah, she did a lot of stuff with Ron Jeremy, who was a famous porn star here in the United States of America.
He still thinks he's famous.
And yes, he do. And,
with his ugly
self. So Byron got away from her. So I don't know what happened. Maybe she gave him crabs. I don't know. And we can't be itchy when we trying to play in the World Cup. I'm sorry, Ted. I got to go scratch my balls. That's terrible. And okay, on a Sunday.
You need one of these. You need one of these. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Sound turned
down. Rubberneck. You bunch of lame... disgusting rubberneck
puppy. Here's a story also by Carl. She called him the Maori Heyman because we find out that Carl Heyman is a Maori.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I think I told you about this Glamour Diva, but he's got this girlfriend. Now, the girl was, I don't know if y'all know this, but if you are in the media in New Zealand, you make a good bit of money because, I mean, you can make upwards of like $800,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl worked for some kind of TV station down there, was extremely popular, you know, had all kind of fans.
It's a damn shame that a news reporter make more than an athlete. That's like the exact opposite of right. The United States, which is another example of why we call it Bizarro America.
Right. So Carl Heyman, his girlfriend, okay, did Carl play for Otago?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever... Carl played for Otago. The girl was like on the opposite side of the island. So this girl gave up her job as a newswoman, very popular, highly paid newswoman, to go and live in Otago with Carl Heyman, who, yeah, he all black, but you know, all black money is only, what is it?
$75,000.
Maybe $100,000 if you're pretty popular. And so that's why Carl Heyman want to play all them games, because, you know, that's the only way you can make no money. But I thought that was really, really like, you know, setting the feminist movement, which I don't really believe in anyway, back a couple of thousand years.
I'm a feminist. I believe in it.
When this girl decides to give up her job, her lucrative career, for Carl Maori Heyman, who probably not gonna marry her until she dropped 3 calves. Okay, also,
if he really is a mayor, then that's what he gonna do.
Right. Now, Jerry Collins, we got some stuff from the mole on Jerry Collins. He so say was hugged all up with some girl.
And was it the Cuba Street Festival?
Yeah, I think at the Cuba Street Festival where my Aunt Nonu was seen carrying a pink purse. He clanged with his nieces.
Maya. Girl, they ghetto. Oh, Lord, Maya.
But okay. Anyway, the mole tells us that I asked the mole, I say, well, mole, was Jerry's girlfriend a Polynesian? Because y'all know I went to Hawaii. I saw all the Polynesian girls. I was like, they really pretty. You know, got all that long hand stuff. And the mole said, girl, no. The girl was as honky as they come. And that's the mole. The mole called the Jerry Collins' girlfriend honky.
And that's pot calling kettle black, or honky calling paquette cup white, or whatever.
So, anyway, Jerry Collins got a honky girlfriend.
Now.
But, you know, I'm not surprised, because I think Jerry Collins got a little self-hate going on there. And he probably would tell you Polynesian girls don't think I'm cute, you know.
What you call him? The Polynesian Dennis Rodman?
Yeah, he the Polynesian Dennis Rodman. They don't think I'm cute. Therefore, ergo, I must go with a white girl. It's not my fault. It's the Polynesian girls, because they don't think I'm cute.
And I say that's bullshit, because somebody over there wants you.
That's Polynesian. Jerry Collins just go and say, I want a white woman.
Yes, just say that. Just come out and say, we ain't gonna hate you if you say that. In fact, I respect people that come out and say what the hell they want.
That's right.
I only want me a white woman, and she got to be white like Paul Tito. And she got to have long flowing blonde hair. And that's the only way I want. I'd be like, well, nigga, go on then. Okay? Cause that mean I don't need to waste my time, and don't nobody else need to waste their time. You know, just say what you want. That's why I tell them, I don't want nobody look like Tia Lotta. I don't want nobody big, all swole like that. I want somebody slim. You know.
And I tell them, I don't want nobody slim.
That's right. So anyway, go on with what you got to say there.
That's pretty much the romance report. So if I find out some more romance, I asked the mole about Tia Lotta, but she said she couldn't come up with nothing. So maybe the nigga is in the house, you know,
strumming his guitar
in the dark.
In his room alone. I say that's bullshit. He got somebody sucking his dick. Okay. Sorry.
You bunch of lame, disgusting, rubberneck
puppy! Maybe the one that's sucking his dick, she's sneaking in his room in the dark. That's why the room dark. So you can sneak her in there when his mama sleep.
Well, you know the mama probably don't want the girls up in there.
Girl, you know the mama probably got got alarms on the screen of his bed. Motion detectors. She was like, these bitches need to stay away from my boy, from my baby. And she don't call him boy, she don't call him son. She call him my baby.
Okay, I can see if he was an NFL player, because, yeah, you got something to lose, Mama McNabb. But Mama Tia Lotta, come on.
That's her last name. We don't know if she's Tia Lotta or not.
Right. But, you know, whoever he married probably going to be making, you know, as much or more than he do.
If she worth her salt, she better be.
She going to have to be.
If she want to keep herself in shoes and panties, she better make one.
Maybe that's why Tia Lotta always had them striped drawers on. She only had one pair.
No, because you know his mama. No,
we already, yeah.
She washed them, but I bet you she sew his drawers. And that's why she got a discount on the material.
You think she actually make them?
Yeah, she probably make them.
And put the elastic in it. Made with care, with love by mom.
And that's what she put on the inside. On the label. Love you, mother.
Ain't think she probably like, you know, write his name on the inside of the waistband? Tia Lotta.
Yeah.
As if nobody would know.
Namiya Stanley Tia Lotta.
Like they wouldn't know. Well, whose jaws could these be? Stretch from arm to arm.
That's probably why she had to make them. You know, like those women that have like Z cups.
Oh,
they have
to make
their bras. Well, maybe he need his drawers made from. I got a cousin, she had real, real, real big titties, right? And she couldn't buy them because it was too expensive. So she went down to the, she got her pattern and she got her the material and she made her ass some bras.
Crazy.
It is crazy. But anyway, go, because the game started. We still talking about halftime stuff.
Okay, well, halftime is over, but we're going to have to talk about this other thing. Okay. I sent Glamour Diva a email.
Ooh. They calf roped them.
Well, they right down there at the try line. I'm going to say it's like first and gold if this were NFL. Anyway, I sent you that email about Pacific Heights. And it was all about why... It was all about Polynesians playing in rugby and some of the theories behind why they think they do it and how, you know, it's good for the sport and all this kind of stuff.
That pissed me off. That pissed me off.
One of the things that made my hackles rise was this man made some comment. I wish I had it here. It's, he said...
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
I don't have it printed out, but I have it.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Well, he made the comment something about, like, you know, basically... The reason why a lot of Polynesians want to play rugby is because they live in the ghetto, and that's the only way they're going to make some money.
And then he compared them to black folk in the United States.
And I started to go through the roof of my house. I was like, how dare you? He said, you know, just like in the NFL, you got these players of African descent, and that's how they get out the ghetto. And I'm like, excuse me? Donovan McNabb is not from the ghetto. Reggie Bush is not from the ghetto. Tiki and Rondé Barber are not from the ghetto. So, nigga, talk what you know. You don't know nothing about no NFL.
He don't know nothing about the ghetto.
Okay. Ooh.
And I was like, okay, you know, technically, I live in the ghetto. But I don't know nothing about that bullshit.
Don't
make me hurt.
And then the other thing was like, you know, okay, so this is all the Polynesians can do is exploit their genetic quirk. They actually said they had a genetic quirk.
Yes! Brought genetics into it.
They had some kind of weird quirk that makes them...
Some kind of fast twitch muscle or something like that. And I was like, the next thing the nigga gonna be talking about is phrenology. He gonna be feeling their heads and stuff talking about... What the fuck? I was like, what is this? They get away with this shit in New Zealand? Anyway, I'm sorry. I'll find the quote. You keep on talking.
Yeah, but that's pretty much what made my hackles rise. That he actually would say, you know, try to, you know, think he knew anything about America and American, you know, black football players and all this kind of stuff. And then, you know, the whole thing about, okay, so what are you saying? The Polynesians, that's the only thing they can do is play rugby, you know, because they genetically, like, you know, maybe they get bigger muscles or something like that. And it reminded me of when Jimmy the Greek, you remember when Jimmy the Greek said that the reason why... that the black football players was big is because, like, the slave owners used to breed them so they could be big and be out in the field and stuff. It reminded me of one of these, like, you know, racist comments that people, I mean, now Galaxy Mafia will tell y'all when she being racist. But these people that say these things and don't know they being racist, that's what's scary, because it's like, you know, you being rude, that's racism. You saying they can't be no doctor. They can't be no lawyer. They can't be no teacher. They ain't got sense enough to come out the rain.
Yeah.
All they can do is play rugby.
And so why not? Why shouldn't we just take advantage of this? Because they so damn stupid.
And they are taking advantage with this with the fact that they're not being paid. I mean, like, all of them not being paid good. But it's like, to me, it feels like they're getting a really raw deal because, like, you know, the people that they asked to do the advertisements, I mean, like, you know, the endorse stuff. You know, it's like mostly it's all the non-Polynesian type players.
Yes.
Jerry Collins just got something.
Yeah.
He been Jerry Collins for a long damn time.
Uh-huh. But every time you look up, it's like you say, it's somebody non-Polynesian, not even no hybrids. I could see if they had just the hybrids done, because they do that shit here in the United States.
That's right.
You got to be light-skinned.
Right.
With long flowing hair. You know, so you're black, but you don't really look, you know,
green
offensively
eyes.
Black.
Right.
You know, so I guess over there it would be offensively Polynesian.
You're not like Tia Lala.
Yeah, you know. But no, they don't even do that. That's what we keep saying. Why the fuck, no offense to Dan Carter lovers and to Dan Carter. Yeah, he can kick a goddamn ball. Okay, great. Hip, hip, hooray. But why is he all over everything? All over rugby, EA Sports.
Yes.
All over the place. And it's like, it's not natural. And like it say here, like, the Polynesians account for like 60% of all the rugby players.
Yes, but they only account for like 2 or 3% of
the population.
Of the population.
And it's like, if that ain't the United States.
girl, using them for what you want to fuck. Get them out here, let them run, and then when they end up like Jonah Lomu.
Yeah, the kidney fall out somewhere on the pitch.
Be like, nigga, I don't know what to tell you.
And I was like, here, like, we got this book here called, was it a $40 million slab?
Yes.
I was like, well, at least you're giving them $40 million.
Right.
They get $5 over there. You still expect them.
That's right.
You know, to have the kidneys fall out, the head busted wide open.
And that's the thing. That's what makes it so bad. Not only do they not teach them, then they use them to play rugby.
Yeah.
But then they don't even pay them. And then a fourth thing, they brainwash them into thinking that this should be my life's work. Yes. To rep this black jersey.
Yes. It's every little boy's dream to play for the All Blacks.
I'm going to jump right out this window.
That's why I said they don't want us to come, because I would carry my soapbox on the plane. And I would be there in the airport preaching. I was like, y'all need to raise up. I'll be passing out the diary of Malcolm X to everybody. Man, Child, and the Promised Land. I just passing out all these books. Read, niggas, read. If you don't know how to read, I teach you how. I will be here for the duration teaching folk how to read. Y'all need to raise up. Everybody need to pump their fists.
Oh.
Because this shit ain't right.
No, it is not. It's terrible.
Oh, girl, ooh, that article made me mad, girl. I had to stop reading and start all over again.
I told you it was going to make your hackles rise.
Oh, my God. Anyway. Well, that David Smith running like his life.
Oh, David, he lost the bomb.
Which, apparently, David Smith's life does depend on him running like
that's
that.
That's right. Because he can't do nothing else.
Apparently. And what's his name would call him? He a damn fob. He don't know nothing. All he know how to do is praise the Lord and have sex. That's all he know how to do.
Good night.
That's a damn shame. That's what I'm saying. I wish that I was a different kind of person, because I go down there and take advantage of them niggas too. I like, Lomi, I know a girl, Lomi hurt. Somebody hit him in the face.
Lomi fake. Not my face.
I know that's right. You better protect the face.
What happened to him?
I don't know.
Girl, Lomi faking an injury, y'all.
Girl, but he looked good, though. He looked good. Even when he faking an injury, he looked good.
He like, I'm supposed to get off this sinking ship.
Oh, damn. Okay, sorry.
Lomi like, I'm off this sinking ship. And y'all rats on your own.
I think he got kicked in the face by some studs. Somebody.
God, shoot. Dog. Didn't I say that was going to happen one day?
God damn. But he's sexy, though.
I'm surprised no folks don't get kicked in the face. Tia Lotta look really huge.
Well, did they send him off? Is he okay?
I don't know what he is. The nigga might have, you know what? One of those things you need to watch it, because, you know, you walking down the street. What are they doing with the scrum? What is it? Are they rocking mauling? Hold it still.
Okay.
Poor Tia Lotta done got bigger, y'all. His stomach done got so big. You see it?
Yeah.
And that's not muscle, y'all.
Oh, my goodness. Speaking of fat folk on the pitch, girl. Somebody played for Scotland. You think Tia Lotta fat? Girl, he was a reserve player. And they were like, yeah, you know, Patrick, you know, McGarnacle or whatever his name was.
McGarnacle?
Whatever. He coming out to replace somebody. Girl, he looked to be about 5 feet tall. And Tia Lotta got a belly. This man had a gut. And I was like, what the fuck is he doing? I could go out there and play that man out there. But he went out there, girl. He was in the scrum. I think he had to be in the scrum.
Yeah, yeah.
Front line. He went out there. Yeah, he was a front row. And he scrummed the shit out of it, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I was just like, oh, my God. And then when he ran, it was like, boom, boom, boom. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that man in that book we read us, Rugby for Dummies, Lomi out there, I guess he wasn't hurt that bad. That man was right. Anybody can play this game.
That's crazy.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait.
Oh, once again, they go away from the action. Oh, they
ooh,
push
the fight.
They still pushing him.
And it's the man from Zimbabwe.
Because you know what? Jimmy Goppeth is white.
That's the part we like.
Someone's one on combo with hairball.
That's that man from Zimbabwe, I think. That's the one I thought. Well, no, because that man was a winger.
Well, Tommy just said, cool down, nigga. He put his hand on his head.
All right. Anyway, were we done talking about the stuff that we started at halftime?
I want other people to know about this article. Okay. So I'm going to put a link to it on the blog and say, okay, you know, you need to look at this because this ain't right.
Yeah.
And it upset me because it seemed like they don't know it's not right. Or maybe they do. Well, I don't know.
And, you know, I'm sure somebody from that region of the world is probably listening to something. Y'all Americans, all y'all think about is money. And we're not talking about that. I mean, it's folk here that think that players get paid too much. And yes, I tend to agree.
Right.
$250 million.
Right, right.
That's a lot of money. But I think people should be compensated for the work.
Right.
You know.
Go ahead, David. David, get your hands out there. David, fight back, David.
Oh,
David, fight back. What? Fight back, David.
Oh, he pushed him up.
Ow! Now he's fighting Cora Jane.
Oh, my God.
He a big old tall lock. You think he gonna like, you know, intimidate David? You think he gonna intimidate David?
And David stood right there too. He was like, I don't care if you are treetop tall, I beat your ass.
And he was. We don't play that.
Oh. Girl, but he looked good though, didn't he?
He looked good. They must have told Tia a lot of something because he ain't been fighting.
No. Well, I guess David said he gonna take up the slack.
He must have went to therapy.
That ugly Luke Andrews. Ooh, that man busted up in the face.
What's wrong with this here, man?
He got some blood, so he got to come out.
Okay, well, this game's got blood, so.
But anyway, as I was saying, it should be proper compensation. And I think they should work with these guys to get them into school, you know.
Yes.
And when they get them, you know, out of high school or whatever the hell it's called, you know, let them, you know, don't throw money at an 18-year-old.
No.
Let them go to college. You know, we want you to go to college. We want you to experience other things that life have to offer.
Uh-huh.
You know, whatever you want to do, if you want to be a damn construction worker, fine.
Right.
You know, but don't just be working on somebody's team. Own your own construction business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, tell them that you could do other stuff.
Right.
They have no options for them. It's kind of like the Army. Like, once we get through with you, Navy SEAL, you got 1,800 confirmed kills. It's kind of thrust you out there on the street.
Yeah, and it's like, even now, like, the basketball players and stuff and the players here, they are starting to finally get the message.
Right.
And they'll go back to school. They'll take classes online and whatnot, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because they realize, and, you know, you can blow out your knee.
That's right.
Just like Loman. Somebody could have hit him in a different way, and his whole eye could have came out.
Girl.
And that would have been the end of his career this very day. You know, whole eye popped out. And then, to make matters worse, he could have stepped on it. And then that would have been it. It wasn't like they could have picked it up and stuck it back in, you know, licked it, wiped it off, run some water over it, and popped it back in.
Oh, my God.
You know, you never know what's going to happen.
Girl, that's so terrible.
But
I'll pop out and you step on it.
But shit like that happens.
Or somebody else step on it.
Or somebody else step on it. But you never know what's going to happen. And that's why, I'm sorry, I got you holding this thing. But that's why you need to have something else going on.
Oh, my God. And then what's he going to do when, you know what?
He get a glass eye. And I think it was the wonky eye that they popped.
It was glass eye.
Well, it's not glass, it's plastic now. But I think it was the wonky eye, because his wonky eye is the left eye.
I used to know this man.
Oh, Lord. Was his name Catfish?
No. I'm not going to call his name.
Bootleg? No. What was his name?
You know him. It was the finished dude.
Okay.
But he used to always be, he would like, he has this thing about getting older. And so he would come up with these scenarios, and he was like, if I went blind, like, you know, woke up in the middle of the night blind, he's like, you know, he was trying to think of, like, what could he do? Like, what jobs could he do and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking to myself, okay, what's the boy?
Loamy.
If
interception. He wouldn't be able to catch no ball. I mean, maybe he can run, but he wouldn't be able to catch a ball and run. You want to see gas in my face. Y'all pull the glasses up. Bitch, y'all covered up one of her eyes. You so dumb.
Okay, I get you.
Yes. Okay. He can't play no rubber. I mean, maybe he could coach, but he couldn't be doing all that running and jumping like he doing now.
That sounds like one of them Lifetime stories.
It does sound like a Lifetime story.
And then he become like this bitter man. And
I was a famous rugby player once upon a time.
And then this woman kind of contacted him. I want you to come and coach our Little League rugby team in the United States.
I can't do it. I can't be around a rugby ball ever again. Like, too many horrible memories. I have flashbacks at night.
The little cheers. Somebody got a heart, you know, convince him to come down there.
Please, Mr. Fontaine. Please, would you coach us?
I mean, he come down there to coach him.
Please, huh?
Fall in love with the girl.
Yes.
If we wrote that, they probably accept it.
Girl, they probably would. They're cheesy and stuff.
It's all about redemption and overcoming odds and, you know.
And I'm sure we can make him very, very religious, you know, yet still bitter. Mm-hmm. And we can show him in the confessional, you know, and the priest be telling, you know, you need to let go of your bitterness, Lomi. You know, the Lord has a plan for everybody. And,
right.
You know, you just need to let it go and just give it over to God. He's like, but I can't, Father, I can't.
So we got all that comfort.
Yeah,
that's good drama.
Yes, it is. It's good drama.
Good
and
ways.
Then, of course, you know, it's a hot ass man involved.
Yes.
You know, so, women with, you know.
See, a lot of them drugs, somebody
dying. See, a lot of believe in Cafro and Fuller.
He's being a rodeo.
He does.
I'm gonna write them. Dear Mata. Can you please ask Mr. Tialata?
He'd like to come. Girl, that's what they should have. They should have Meej and Mystic come to the rodeo and perform.
Girl, did you see those pictures of, Anisha Mystic out there performing on Hurricane's Way. There wasn't nobody in the seats. There was a sea of yellow.
Well, I hope they got the check in their hand before they performed.
I would have, because they'd be like, y'all niggas don't show up.
Did they promote the shit?
I don't know.
They probably didn't want to go out there because they didn't want to see them damn Anisha.
Probably didn't. I don't blame them.
Because I'm sure the color folk, they can't afford a ticket to get in there. You have to actually be on the team to afford the tickets.
And then have your teammate buy the ticket. So,
yes.
A lot of family was out there.
Yes. And I'm sure they was the only one. Just throw your hands in the air and wave it like you just don't care. If you're sparking blunts and striped underwear, somebody say, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at Loma, girl. He done calf roped somebody. But man. He couldn't get it. They got to try. I bet Lomi like, God damn, I came back for this.
Okay.
I could have stayed in my house. I could have went to church tonight. I could have invited some hoes over. Could have had our drink. We had a drink here, and then we went to the club, you know, dance, got our drink on again.
What, a pre-drink before?
Yeah, had pre-drink before. You know, he seemed like a gentleman like that. Why don't y'all come on over to the house?
Yeah,
you know, yeah, and we sit down and we drink and we talk for a little bit. You know, we have some hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're gonna
go on to the club.
Go on to the club, you know.
I don't know, girl.
You know, something's wrong with me because every time I see him, I was telling Gas and Mafia when I found out that he was going to be in this game, I literally fell out of my chair.
Oh, she says.
And I mean, I did, because I was on the internet and I was like, you know, just looking, and you know how you get up to do something?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of stumbled and like fell, you know, almost fell off the chair. Because I, you know, I was like, oh my God, and I went to sit back down and only half my ass met the chair. And so, you know, I got all excited. So, and that was like, what, Tuesday or something? Uh-huh. So since Tuesday, that's all I've been able to think about is Lomi Fatale, you know. And when I think about him, it's so pathetic, y'all. I can't believe I'm admitting this, because, you know, this would be the one podcast that the nigga listen to.
Right.
You know, is me telling all my deep, dark feelings about it, you know. Be like, who is this crazy stalker girl, you know. But I'm not fit to stalk you, I promise, because I can't afford the ticket to go over there, and plus it's too far away. I can't be on a plane that long. But anyway, So I was thinking, I was like, you know, and I think I told you, I was like, you know, I think I'm starting to have like love feelings for him.
Love? You didn't tell me this?
Yes, I
this
did.
Like, dear listen, this is the first I heard of this.
No, I did tell you this.
You did not mention the word love.
I swear to you, I said that. I said, I'm having like this chemical reaction.
You said chemical reaction.
Well, it feels like, you know,
love
feelings. You know what I'm thinking? Well,
why do birds suddenly appear?
Anyway, as I was saying, and I think it's ridiculous, you know, but when I look at him for some strange reason, I always think of, you know, babies and, you know, rampant sex.
Because you got good genes, I told you.
And, you know, just married bliss in general, you know.
You got good genes. It's Jeanette. It's you got... What I...
I know.
I gave you the link because yes, I know you didn't believe
yes,
me.
Yes, I read it. And it's just, I don't think these things about people, you know. Gas and Mouth will tell you, the last thing I want to do is be married up with somebody and they telling me what the fuck to do, okay? Trying to be my daddy and chain me to the house and, you know, want me to have babies and cook for them every damn day.
Calling
you. Yeah, calling me. Where you at, who you be with, when you coming home, you know. Because I've been single for too long and I'm old and I'm setting my ways and I ain't got time for that. But for whatever reason, when I look at this man, that's all I think about. I want him to impregnate me and I want to be hugged up with him every night. I want to kiss his lips off, you know. And I hardly ever have this. I mean, I have, you know, dirty sex dreams about folk, but then it's just a dirty sex dream. Okay, this is just how hypothetical it was. I was actually thinking to myself last night,
God.
I wonder if I should name my vibrator Lomi, because then when I'm using it and calling out his name, it'll...
Okay, you need...
But wait a minute.
The bullwhip.
Wait. And then I thought, well, men name their penises, so why not, right? But then I thought again...
You're going to name your vagina.
Wait a minute. But that's pathetic. We've always said men name their penises pathetic.
Right.
So, you know, you can't do that. But I actually did think about it. I was like...
La, 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 la.
You've lost your ever loving
name. So you be calling out Lomi name.
Well, you know, when you have an orgasm, you know, stuff just come out your mouth. So I figured, you know, why
you
not?
You heard yourself say, Lomi?
Yes.
Ah! But that's so
you
embarrassing.
You bunch of lame, disgusting, rubberneck pervert!
Galaxy Mafia is to prove. Isn't that embarrassing though?
What, to say it or to do it?
To say his name like that. Cause then, like, you know, he's not there. And then, you know, once
Oh. Well, when you're having a masturbatory fantasy, you know, you don't be thinking about stuff like that. Just like when you're actually doing the nasty, you don't be thinking about stuff. All kind of shit fly out your mouth. You know, Richard Nixon, you know. Just come out of your mouth, you know. Whatever.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you should.
I'm not going to do that. That's silly.
Well,
I just thought it was funny.
What are you going to do about this thing with Lomi? You think it's just going to peter out and die like most
things?
Well,
you know, I thought that it had petered out because he went away and, you know, he'd been gone for so long. And right. Then, you know, I hear he coming back and my chest get tight. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. You know, maybe I'll find out that he got a girlfriend or a wife, you know, sequestered somewhere.
David breaking them tackles, y'all.
Who is this Waldrum? Almost dropped the ball. He trying to do the kicking up.
What's the purpose of kicking when there's nobody down
there? I don't know what the purpose is. But anyway, maybe it's some kind of tactical thing. It's better to kick it than to have somebody tackle you and possibly take it away from you. Girl, with that David Smith. That David Smith is just thick. He got thickness to him. But he's not like 300 pounds. You know, he's not like 260. He's not like Sione, you know. He's just solid and ooh, what he doing to his shouts, girl? What he doing? He just, okay. Ooh, he almost pulled his shirt up, y'all. Almost, but not quite.
Pity.
Pity that.
Oh, man.
Mm. But anyway, yeah, so I don't know what I'm going to do. Hopefully, maybe it will peter out. I think he'll, like you said, he'll have to, somebody will have to have a report of him killing dogs, beating some woman or something. Loma was like, fuck it, I can't catch the nigga. Oh, look at this fool! He did somersaults like he in the NFL. Is this some black dude?
He looks like some kind of hybrid.
Of course it would be the black dude do the somersault. I'm going to look him up. What's his, write this down. I'm speechless. Write this boy's number down, because I'm going to go back out to the Stormers page. Number 14. I think it was that,
That's a Zimbabwean.
No, that's not the Zimbabwean. I think he's some kind of Indian or hybrid or something over there in South there. You know, it's some, he colored. You, because that was the other one that I couldn't think of. That was the other one that was kind of cute.
Look at that. He trying to make the highlight reel. Nigga trying to make the highlight reel. They did end zone dances. I did.
Well, you got one. It wasn't from the folk we wanted, because they too busy being humble.
Girl, you know Tia Lotta couldn't do that. He was like going to the ground.
No, Tia Lotta would have to do the cabbage patch. He might be his. Yeah, he had to go old school on him, do the cabbage patch.
Really slowly.
See, he kind of cute.
He is cute.
Yeah, he's some kind of mixture. That was the one that was slapping, girl, look at them fat rolls. Mm-hmm. That was the one that was slapping, Nonu on his ass.
Girl, and he the one that gave an interception. He gonna get in trouble. Oh, let's see that name. And he just like spontaneously did a round off and then a backflip.
Backflip, yes.
I wish I could do that. It looked kind of cool.
Oh my goodness, that was good.
We both was like,
because no one does that kind of stuff here. They put the ball down and then they all run down there and hug them and slap them on the back. And then, you know, everybody going about their business.
Yep. Oh, Paranisi.
Yeah, take that out your mouth, because you don't look good with that mouth.
He got one of them faces like Jerry Collins. He got one of them flat faces.
Yes.
And the flat nose.
Except whatever the Collins mixture, you know, whatever his mix, the Paranese mixture,
it looked better.
Somebody on the Stormers, oh, he's trying to get attention. He out on the floor. He trying to get attention. Oh my goodness, this is so funny. Girl, they looking sad and toe up.
They need to, because it's ridiculous. Girl, Tia Lottlin got herself out there. He's like, I'm gone.
Look at Tommy. Tommy look tired. He dirty, filthy.
Cause there ain't no point to it.
No, it's not no point to all this crap. Oh, he talking about my back hurt.
Oh, this is, they got 10 minutes to go, basically.
Oh, well, that's why everybody's like, okay.
Go on right there. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I'm just gonna sit down.
Okay, well, that was a decent scrum, somewhat. Girl, this game is going by fast.
That's because the Stormers had a blistering pace, and they just put it on them.
They did. They went out there, and they just put them over their knee. They put the Hurricanes over their knee. And spanked them with a bad hand. They ain't need no straps. I know that the Scots got a strap. That game I saw, that was from the 24.
Oh, my goodness.
I know they got the strap. Girl, that was awful. I ain't never seen Scots play like that.
That's a shame. It's like Isaac.
Girl, then they coming over there fighting, pulling folk. What?
And you say easy. I say wait.
Oh. What do you call him? Big fella?
He's talking about putting a penalty on you, big fella.
Which big, who are you talking about? It's like eight of them on both sides.
I know.
There's some corn fed boys, I tell you. Whew. Who the hell is that? He look like he going bald.
That's one of the scrubs.
Okay, where's Neely? Speaking of scrubs.
Oh, Neely went out there.
Mm-mm.
Lot too.
Minigato?
Yes.
Who was it that they said that, I think it's Nathiwa. He played for,
Fiji.
Yes, and then now he trying to, like, you know, say that he wasn't a Fijian citizen or something like that because he wants to play for the All Blacks during World Cup, and they like, you know, over no sin. And they like, you know, if you're going to be in the World Cup, you want to play for Fiji. See, he messed himself up.
Yeah, well, that's probably why Lomi ain't worried about the All Blacks because he's like, I can't play for him even if I wanted to.
Right.
What is something, you know, you make that decision so early. I don't, you know, you cut yourself off. I don't see why if you a citizen of, if you were born in the country, I don't see why playing for another country should bar you. I don't understand that. I mean, I was, he fussing at South Africa.
He's like, stay on your side.
I think you should be able to play for any country you want to play for.
Yeah, y'all mean he play for China?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They don't tell him, no, you know, you play for the NBA, so you can't play for China,
right.
You know. That's crazy. I don't know why they being funky like that, because you know that's what it is. They just being funky.
Well, let me tell you, Graham Henry wanted him. I bet you something.
That's true. Graham Henry said he wanted him now.
Uh-huh.
But they got so many fly halves, though. That's why I say somebody would have to fall out on the flow.
Like this man here just did.
Yes. They got Joe. They got Doug. Because you know Doug don't want to play. And they got Sitavini. So that's three. They, you know, they got enough fly halves. And say so all of them, well, at least two would have to fall out.
Right.
But stranger things have happened. I mean, we've seen the Chiefs disintegrate in front of our eyes.
Oh, good gracious.
Poor Chiefs.
Oh, well.
What is Lomi doing out there? Maybe they'll talk to him today, but they probably won't. They'll talk to Paul Tito because he's the captain.
Well, the Hurricanes been doing a very good job of, you know, having the interactive TV. So maybe he'll be on the next round of interviews.
Well, knowing them, they'll probably blame him for losing this game, and then they won't put him in there.
It was the introduction back into of Lomi Faitel that.
And you know, Jose Gid at home be like, see, look at them niggas. I done told them.
Whatever, Jose.
He probably talking to Rico right now. Yeah, nigga. You see what they did in the last game. Rico like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, dog.
I'm sure Jose glad.
Yeah.
He happy.
But I say, they look like Neely in stands right there. He there with his white woman, as you say.
That was Neely and his daddy. That's his daddy.
That's his daddy. That Neely daddy. Okay.
Okay, I don't understand. Obviously, Jerry Collins, your daddy didn't go with no white woman.
Well, not
so this. So why you think you got a white woman?
Not in this century, anyway. We know the Collins. Some white person named Collins got in the mix. But I think that was at least 100 years ago.
David Smith, too.
Yes. He don't look like he know parts of nothing else but Simone. I tell you, that's how I like him, too. I don't need nobody to be diluted for me to like him. I want them all in their natural state, I tell you. Woo! That David Smith. Girl, I tell you, him and Lomi together. Okay, I'm not going to even go there.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
even go there.
He may be
a mixture too, a hybrid.
Oh, Paul,
girl, they look tired and broke down.
I just want to go. Can we just go?
Girl, they got one of them steady cams down there. Girl, those things are expensive.
Well, they never give us a shot from it.
The dreaded savior. Okay.
Oh my God.
It was a knock on. Okay.
Oh well.
Girl, Girl, the dreads are looking worse. The twist, whatever the hell, it's looking worse.
They still look like they're growing out or something.
I just, every time I see him, I just want to get my clippers and just clip and ball and start all over again. That's all we can do. I wonder why Loman letting his hair grow out. Wonder why he don't keep it cut short.
It look good.
It does. It look good short. But it look, whatever he do to it, it look good. He is one of the rare ones that no matter what he do to his hair, except when it's long and it had that flip like that girl. That was it. I was like, okay. No. He did, y'all. I'm serious. This picture of him, if you Google his name, you will see this picture of him. He look crazy. His hair is like real long, like almost shoulder length. And it's slick back and then it's flipped at the end. Just like if you remember that old That Girl, Marlo Thomas.
Yeah.
Got them flipped like that. I was like, what? What was he doing with that? And then he got this stupid smile on his face like, hee-hee. Yeah, you know, I did something I wasn't supposed to do. But I ain't gonna tell you what I did, you know. And I was like, no, I know what you did. You did something crazy to your hair. That's what you're grinning like that for.
Let me get out of grin. I like the length it is now.
Yeah. But when he had it last year, he had it, it was a lot longer. He had all the spikes and all yeah, kind true. Of stuff. Yeah, he was using quite a bit of hair gel himself.
T.L. ain't using no hair gel.
Nah, T.L. ain't doing shit. T.L. waking up in the morning. Shaking it out, he run his hands through it, and he walk out on the street and letting his beard grow. I don't know
what. Cause like that picture here with that dog, it's like,
girl, it was beautiful.
Itch.
It was beautiful. Like
put a ruler up there. I don't understand. Why did this hair go?
I don't know. You need to write a letter
to who? The mayor of Wellington. The mayor of Lower Hook.
Yes.
Okay. We have noticed. We have noticed and are quite concerned.
Is there anything that you can do as Mayor Lord to fix the hairstyles of the Wellington rugby team?
Yeah, Pete on.
P.S. Please tell Loma Five Tile to call Glamour Diva at 713. And you know, sometimes I think about that too. I was like, you know, he would have been the one to write me back and had some, you know, decent to say to me.
You wasted your time on
I
notice.
Wasted my time being nice. I'll never be nice to nobody again.
And see, that's a terrible lesson to learn from. And that's what I struggle with, not, you know, lumping them all together and saying, well, they all ignorant. Guy, Billy Goat.
Like, Lomi, I know you never met me before. You don't know what I look like, but I want to offer you, pledge you my troth. I will marry you. I will be a good wife to you. I will bear you children. Strong, Blamoan children. And for those of you who don't know, that means Black and Samoan, as in The Rock is Blamoan.
Okay. And they love The Rock. The Rock half black, y'all.
I said, they will be strong and fit children, and we will have a long and happy life together. Uh-oh.
Somebody in front of the line of touch, whatever that means. Oh, well. I think it was Five Tile.
Wait a minute. I can't see nothing.
There he is right there.
He just went and got the ball. How could he be behind the ball?
Somebody getting picked up by the leg, white and so yellow, school defense. Another one getting picked up by the leg. They all went there. Got a lot of graduates.
But you know it's all sweaty between them thighs. I wouldn't want to touch none of them down there. Except for David Smith or Lomi. But only in certain circumstances.
Right. It's
not
that funky right now.
I know. Ooh, girl, you know this thing.
Look at
him go. Ooh, that boy can run.
Woo, I floated it.
He did. That was beautiful.
Selfless.
That lot of good is going to do you.
Selfless play.
Ain't going to do you no. Just, it ain't worth it, but hey, at least you're going to make the highlight reel.
That's ain't too little, too late.
Too much, too little, too late.
Looks like that David Smith starting to make tries almost in every game.
Yes.
He is really, you know, Mr. Ronnie Graham Henry starting to look at you, David.
Well, is he a citizen yet? Because if he ain't a citizen, they won't let him play. You know, they be strict on that.
I ain't know he wasn't no citizen.
They say he ain't been in a I think he was born in Samoa or something.
They all claim he was born in Samoa.
His mama, he talking about he misses his mama. You read that article?
Yeah, he's cooking.
Her healthy cooking. He eat a lot of takeout or what have you.
He be over at T.L. Law's eating cornbread. Hey, they got more than enough food for everybody.
You know, they probably got some goats and pigs out in the backyard.
They can slaughter them.
Yes, they got their own little mini slaughterhouse out there.
Patilada.
Or somebody probably work at the meat packing plant. They get a discount. They'd be like, you know, Japa, Tialata, go down there and get a job at the meat packing plant. Because we need meat.
Got extra jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he got another job.
When he be working at night. He probably a bouncer at the strip club.
I'm telling you, he gonna end up at a club in Hawaii. I will go back there when I'm 40 and see him. Oh, you used to play rugby, huh?
You look familiar. Oh yeah, they happy, they won.
Wow.
They're shaking hands now.
Oh, look at the two brown
ones.
Oh. You did good, man.
I love you, man.
You probably trying to see where the jump off is.
Yeah. You know they are.
Right, we got to go see Nonu. Tell them where the jump off is.
But don't let him text you.
No.
Now, why you shaking hands with your own folk? Well, I don't understand that. Why you hugging your own folk? Did you see Luke Andrews blow some boogers out of his nose?
They I don't understand that. They need to stop all that because it's nasty.
It is nasty.
It's not cute.
Y'all, at the last game, no one was blowing boogers out of his nose. And would you say it looked like it was lodged in his brain?
Yes. I mean, like, it looked like, you remember Total Recall when, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger got to pull that thing up out of that tracking device?
Cause you know,
like trying to get a track in the
I'm gonna have to learn how to edit, right? So we can edit that last one together and just get all the good bits out.
Yes.
Cause it was so good. Cause it was Kyle at the end. Oh my goodness. So we'll see. Hopefully they'll do it again. But Nonu over there, sitting on the bench, cooling his heels.
This is another. They have another stadium in Wellington.
Girl, I don't know where they are. Well, it's some kind of, I don't know, FA something stadium. Well, maybe they were doing something at K-10. I actually like this one better.
I do too. I don't like the K-10.
So let's see. Okay, here's the stats. 17-30.
That's bad.
Territory, Hurricanes 52. Possession, they had more possession. Rucks and Miles, Storms had more Rucks and Miles. Minutes and 20, they had more minutes. The Hurricanes had more minutes than 22. They had less turnovers, Ruck Mall turnovers. Same amount of handling errors. Penalties conceded. Okay, speaking of penalties conceded, that was another thing Scotland kept doing. Italy kept getting these penalties and Scotland wouldn't take the penalty.
Wow.
I had no idea they missed about four of them.
Girl, that's points.
Yes. And everybody was like gobsmacked. It was like, you know, the folk doing color were like, well,
maybe the man, they knew the man was going to be able to do it.
Girl, I don't know. Girl, but I tell you, that was a burr fest. I mean, I've never heard so many. It was Scottish brogues, Irish brogues. Girl, I tell you, everything was brrr over there, girl. I was loving every minute of it.
I know you were. You love the burr.
They was all mixed up together. I didn't know where the Scot ended and the Irish began.
Oh, I don't like the Irish accent. I can do a Scottish.
Girl, but I do. I love a Scottish accent. That's one place I don't need to go. Oh. It's to Scotland. Because I'd be like, everybody. Looking like he do with a Scottish accent. Girl, I'd be done molested that man. They'd be like, you need to leave this Europe. You can't go back to all of Europe. So, but can I go to Turkey and tell a nigga to meet me there? Shit. They already gonna throw me out of Oceania, or Pacifica as they call it. Pacifica. Girl, I tell you. Why didn't he just stay off where he was? Why did he have to come back?
Because he needed to make some Indian.
And mess me up.
Mess you up. It's his fault, right?
It is. It's his fault. It's his fault that I'm lusting after him. He shouldn't have walked out the house looking good like that.
What was he supposed to do? He don't have no control over what he looked like.
He need to walk around like the elephant man with a sack on his head. I am not an animal!
What?
And don't be taking his clothes off, showing folk that damn tattoo. Because you know he just like to be naked. He blame it on that tattoo, but he just like to show off his body. He ain't fooling nobody. Lone Fire Tiger ain't fooling nobody. I know you likes to be naked.
Walk around the house naked.
Mm-hmm. But we have that in common because I like to walk around the house naked too.
Let's see, Davis, we made a try.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I sit in front of my computer naked.
Okay.
I wish you could see this look. Oh, guys, I'm afraid. You know, sometimes I just tell her stuff just to see her reaction. And see, I told you I'm going to talk to Tita.
You look confused.
Yeah, you're like, oh, okay. And look at that hair. Even his hair is all over the place. You know, his hair don't usually look like that either.
And he's going to be a mayor.
That's what somebody's saying. And he ain't shaved either. Look. Girl, they got a black man doing commentary of somebody colored. They must be listening to us talk about.
Did you see that article where Michael Jones said they used to call him a black so and so?
Yes.
I was like, okay.
And girl, he got an earring in his ear. The colored man got an earring in his ear. I'm saying colored because I don't know, he Fijian,
whatever,
Samoan tongue, and I don't know. I can't tell by looking at them.
No, can't tell.
I have to see their names because I know them Fijians be having stuff that don't sound like, yeah. What would it say?
No, it don't.
Sound how it looks, actually. But I like, look, I got to get back to the locker room. I'm tired. I want to go home. I done lost this game. I feel like a blooming idiot.
Where's Tana Umaga?
He was injured. That's why Tama out there. Because, see, they moved Nonu to 13. They made Tama to 12.
Interesting.
And why did you want me to get this never scared?
Oh, I thought I was, but we'll use it next week.
Oh, okay.
That's crazy.
Look at Loma, he finally walking out the field, girl.
What was he out there doing?
Maybe he was out there trying to find out where to jump off of, like everybody else.
Well, they all went in the locker room.
Well, maybe he's talking to somebody else. They just had their own special jump off. Look at this fool here.
he like, oh, we got a mountain man.
Yes. And you know he don't want to talk to that dog. He's like, can't you find a white person to interview me? I don't want to breathe the same air that he breathing. Don't want to look at his dirty black face. You know he is. Girl, I'm going to have to pray on this South African thing. I just can't. I don't trust him. I don't trust them.
Oh, he's South African?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they was Australians, the Stormers.
No, they ain't South African.
Attacking the ability.
See, listen to him talk.
Yeah.
Galaxy Mafia is listening to them talk.
He don't sound like no Australian. That's South African accent. He sounds just like Garth S. Jowett. Garth C. Captain Jowett.
I forgot about that.
And now, of course, if we said his name, he gonna blow up our spot because he'll know exactly who we are.
Right.
That was one of our professors from university. Garth S. Jowett. Who loved it. He used to love to tell people that he was the only true African-American. That we weren't African-Americans. We're like, you know what? You can lick the crickety crack of my ass, Garth S. Jowett. And always want to be up under some black woman. Young black woman at that.
Right. Extremely young.
Yes. Ugh.
He be on TV too.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I see him, I call you.
Call
Joe.
No. It's like what are you talking to him about now? And I be like, okay, guys in Mafia, that's his job. They would ask, something about media,
yes,
and the effects they have on, you know, us ignorant wretches watching it. They ask him. So go on the internet, Googling. Google Garth S. Jowett and see what you come up with. I even spelled, was it J-O-W-E-T-T? Google him, and you can even tell him it's two girls got a podcast and they was talking about him, because I don't care.
I call him up.
Garth S. Jowett, I was talking about your ass all on my podcast and putting your business out in the street that you like young black women and you like to screw and you always talking about it. And try to screw me. And then told me that you screwed Galaxy Mafia.
I know. And I was like, are you serious? That, I was like, two through. This man, 50-something years old.
At that time.
At that time. I was just like, what?
And was kept trying to get me to go over to his house. I was like, what the fuck wrong with you? He is really talking to them.
He got a big, thick mustache. I don't like it.
Okay, it look like a brush.
It does. It's way too thick. I would not kiss him.
I like it, girl.
He like stuff get trapped up in there.
He kind of got one of them mustache cones.
I hope so. He can wash it, though.
He probably condition it. He probably run a straightening comb for it.
Put a perm on it.
Perm on it.
Straightening comb.
A little hot comb. Hot comb. Could you imagine putting a hot comb in your mustache and hold your nose up?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This was too funny. Oh, poor Lomi. Well, I hope they let him come back.
Why not?
Well, I don't know how they run things. Look at David Smith's ass. God damn.
You got a nice butt.
I just want to bite it.
Why are you like, dear David Smith?
No, no.
I'm gonna bite your ass.
I am not writing no more letters.
To no Nonesians.
No. I'll write a letter to Helen Clark before I write a letter to him. Right. Dear, you know, your majesty Helen Clark, whatever, however you do a prime minister.
Right.
You know, you need to do something about the Mesians in your country. Particularly them ones that play the rugby. P.S. Tell Lomi Fatale to call me by order of your,
Yeah.
by your office. Mr. Fatale.
Send him some official letterhead.
His official letterhead from... from the office of the prime minister, you must call Glamour Diva in Houston, Texas. Can you imagine getting a letter like that? It's like, who the hell is he?
You probably do it though.
Girl, but you know, if I did get my hands on some official letterhead and knew how to forge her signature, don't you know I sent him a letter?
But you'd have to like send it to somebody down and have them send it from like where she lives.
Yes. Well, from Wellington, because that's where Capitol is.
Okay.
I just have to put the address of the Capitol on there. Well, the letterhead would already have the address on it.
Oh.
I'm like,
was like, so wrong.
You know, you must get on a plane and immediately fly to Houston, Texas.
Girl, what was he doing?
Girl, I guess they must have still been out on the field talking. I'm sure they told him where the jump off was.
You know they did.
Just like they did last weekend.
That was against the Blues.
Yeah.
With Luke McCallister. And see, that's how we know Luke McCallister breaking up, because he got the jump off. No.
Well, Doug supposedly got a fiance. She pregnant. Yeah, that's what I said. Doug ghetto too, because he got a fiance, but the girl pregnant. The baby due like this year.
Yeah, we'll see if he marries.
He's some kind of hybrid too. So I tell you, whether you white or Nigerian, that's how they do it in New Zealand. Everybody, they have children first, and then they wait a few years, and then they get married. I could live down there.
I just can't trust that.
I'd be like, no, that's not how we gonna do this. You gonna do it like the Bible say. We gonna get married, and then we gonna be fruitful and multiply. I love when they do that, when they pick them up and slam them down onto the ground.
What was this here?
I don't know. They all painted up. They look like a pretty sunny day there.
And they look nice. Look nice. And the folk got, you know, they got short sleeves, so maybe.
Girl, that's so funny. We had to get some screen caps of that. I had to find out who that guy was. He was 14.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm about to find out who he is.
Oh, well, that's the game.
And who I said I had to find out who number 9 was for New Zealand? Okay.
Well, Wellington.
Yes. Okay, well, game over with y'all. They got the Spates gold medal L. Gold medal L. I'm going to have to give me some Spates. See how that tastes. Is that the end?
I think so. I don't like beer.
I don't really care for it either, but where my paper go? Oh, this, wait a minute.
There's another game coming on behind it.
Oh, okay. Who playing in this?
The Bulls or somebody.
Oh. Okay, well, it's gone. Yeah, well, no such luck. All right, well, do you have any final comments?
Nah.
Positive, positive. Okay, because,
you know, I want you to be able to say what's on your mind.
Okay. You sure? Because usually when I start, you'd be like, oh, wait a minute, I thought I was
saying. No, I'm fine. I mean, I'm fine.
Okay, well, you got to say something because I got to.
Okay, well, you know.
Here you go.
Oh. Oh, I just want to mention that the Chiefs didn't lose. They got a draw versus the Cheetahs.
I thought you didn't do your match report.
I know I didn't, but I just wanted to tell folks that just in case they know. It's like, so now they are forced to win. Oh, and also, because the hurricane involves, now they dropped all the way down to number 4 in the point stand. Of course, the Blues are still up at the top. But I say not for long.
That's a damn shame. They all the way to number 4.
Yeah, just for losing this game.
That's a goddamn shame.
The Stormers rose. The Stormers were like, second from the last, and they rose. Now they fourth from the last.
Waratahs,
Waratahs still down at the very bottom. Oh, and did you see that article about Lorte push somebody on his own team, girl? Got in a fist of cuffs with somebody on his own team.
Okay, well.
Don't that sound like T.O.?
All right, well, thank you for sitting through this whole thing, and we love you, and we love that you listen. And if you only listen to half, hey, that's great. Still, you know, tell all your friends, all right? And I think that's it. So we're going to enjoy this lovely spring, very cool day here in Houston, Texas. The sun out is just looking gorgeous. And that's about it. So have a great day wherever you are, great evening, and we will talk to you later.